Welcome to the first edition of Taz Racing Kennel Talk. I'm Matt Reed and I'll be joined each week by Brennan Ryan, who lives and breathes greyhound racing, and we'll discuss the Tasmanian racing scene. Welcome, Brennan.
Hi, Matt. Great to be a part of it.
Pretty exciting week, this one. We've finally got some racing. We've got some fields to look at. And obviously, we had Launceston come out yesterday. We'll get to that in a moment. But it's been a long few months, and I'm sure you're as excited as anyone.
Oh, exactly, Matt. It's been a long time waiting. And, you know, obviously, with COVID, we've all had to go into the period of lockdown and everything. And, you know, we've come through it, and we've just, you know, got through it now, and we're ready to come back. And it's really exciting to have the first meeting back on Monday.
Well, you mentioned COVID and the lockdown, but not everyone might realise that you've actually had to go through the whole quarantine thing. Just tell us a bit about your experience coming back into Tassie. You had moved to Victoria to take up a position, but had to do the quarantine thing when you came home.
Yes, well, as I was just coming home back into Tasmania, the laws had changed and I had to go into government quarantine. So I had to do that for 2 weeks at a motel in town here at Launceston. And it was pretty daunting experience because I was on my own and I'd never done it before. I had no contact. The main thing I was able to be in Launceston, where I was close to my mum and dad, and it was not too bad. I mean, it was disappointing when you're locked away and then you finally come out to understand that the racing had been shut down, and, you know, and it just left it a bit of a sort of a strange experience to come back home. But, you know, at least the main thing is I was able to come back and be a part with my family, and it's been, you know, it was a strange experience, something that had to be done, but I'm glad I got it done. I'm glad to be home and with family.
Yeah, absolutely. Those 2 weeks wouldn't have passed quickly, I'd imagine. Now, your dad, Pat, he had a great result leading into the COVID shutdown, boxing up the first four in the Tasmanian Breeders' Classic just before the COVID racing shutdown. Tell us a little bit about the challenges of maintaining a team while you haven't had any races to look forward to.
Well, it is a tough experience, Matt, because when you've got a big team, it's trying to keep them in a great, you know, you're trying to keep them sound as much as you can. And when there's limited access, we try and use a lot of our own facilities. We've got 2 90-metre sawdust gallop runs that we use, and they're uphill, and we try and free gallop them there alongside a quad bike, and that keeps them pretty fit. And we use a lot of the straight track located in town at Launceston at the Mowbray Racing Centre, which is a big asset. And plus, we've got a paddock out the front of our property, which we're situated on 5 acres, which we can free gallop them as well. So out there, and the main thing is you're trying to keep them, since there's no racing for 2 months. You're trying to keep them as as sound, but as also as mentally happy, because greyhounds, they thrive on a routine, and when they've got no racing, especially for 2 months, it's a bit of a challenge, but they've all come through it pretty well. And, you know, from the trials that they've had now, it's been an indication that they're still where they are and they're in good shape, ready to come back.
Well, you touched on the trials there. It's been about a month since all 3 racing codes have had the ability to trial animals. We haven't been able to have vision of greyhound trials in Tasmania. I guess the structure of those trials make it difficult to have vision because they aren't structured in the way that the other codes are. But you've been to a few different trial sessions. Just give us your thoughts on what you've seen from the trials that you've experienced.
And the 3 trial sessions I've been at so far, I went down to Hobart when the first sessions opened up since the shutdown, and the track was in good condition. We put 5 dogs around there from the 340 metre boxes, and it held up pretty well. They were close to the mark of where they'd previously trialled over the distance, and then we've come up to back up to Launceston. They've gone from a distance which is called line to line, which is a lap from the winning post and around, and thought they went as good as what they'd done prior when they headed into the Breeders' Classic Series there at Launceston. And we'd been up to Devonport on the previous Saturday and trialled up there, and they've gone really well there as well. So they're in good shape. And look, the tracks are a credit to their curators, and they've held pretty good in this period. I think it's given them a chance, period, to give the tracks a chance to, recuperate and be in good shape, ready to come back.
Would you be expecting that the fitness of the dogs, I guess the longer distance races, there probably won't be many of them in the original programming, but do you think the fitness of the dogs will be much of an issue if you're doing the form, looking at coming back into racing now?
Look, it will be a little bit daunting to start with for the first couple of weeks, because they haven't had that 500, a full hard 500 metre run, like in a competitive sense. Like, they'll go with one or two dogs or a full, depending if they can pull a full field to trial, but it is a bit hard. Like, you see in the fields on Monday night, there's I think about 278 metre races there, and a lot of people are cautious trying to step them up in distance first go, and I reckon it'll take a little while. It'll take a good a week to a fortnight, and you'll see it all balance out. In regards to the longer distance dogs, I think that'll fade out for this season, because they really needed hard 600 metre runs, and they've been without that before the 2 month period anyway. So,
well, we mentioned the return meeting in Launceston next week. We're recording here on a Wednesday, so we've got 5 days to go until that meeting, and it's pleasing that Tas Racing's been able to move back into the slots that we had as far as Launceston on Monday nights, Devonport Tuesday afternoon, and Hobart on Thursday night for continuity's sake. You would have had a look at the fields for Launceston on Monday night. What were your thoughts there?
Look, there's a great, a great contention of dogs that have nominated for the program. Looking at it now, there's, there's dogs that were up racing and had been at Launceston in a solid, 4 or 5 starts there prior to the shutdown. And there's a few new dogs that have come across that are dropping back to the 278, which will be a bit of an eye-opener to see how they go. But, look, with 270, with the short course distance racing, you're relying a lot on early speed, and you're relying on, for a punter's perspective, you're looking at it on how they handle their box manners. If they want to go down to the rail, or they want to go down to, if they want to come up the track, it's going to be an interesting time. But I think, there's a couple of, it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds on Monday.
Yeah, I guess the challenge for the greyhound punter is the same as it is for the harness and thoroughbred punter. We've got the unprecedented situation of the entire state being first up. So I guess the heart sort of saying, oh, racing's back, we'd love to get stuck into it, let's have a bet. But their head saying, look, we probably need to be a little bit cautious here. We've got animals returning and first up. But I guess, as you said, with a number of short course races at Launceston, those box draws as opposed to having to look at fitness and things like that is probably more key.
Yes, that's correct. And this will be a good pipe opener for them to come back in the racing. And I think, look, it'll be a real interesting thing, because I've never been through this sort of situation before, seeing dogs come back after 2 months. And it's going to be interesting how the whole state's population of the animals that we've got in all three codes handle, but in particularly with greyhounds. I think, within close to a fortnight, they should balance back up, and we should see 500 metre racing, be back in full strength, because, look, there is a challenge for the trainers to come back to it now, where the winner has been cut at the end of July. So that'll be their main goal, to getting greyhounds ready to go. So,
absolutely. And some good news for the industry. Ladbrokes announcing today that an extra 150,000 will be spread back into racing across the state, specific to greyhounds. That'll be $100 per runner at the Launceston meeting on Monday night to the trainer. And then for race meetings after that, up until June 25, an extra $350 to every winner of every race, which would be a tick over 20 grand with 60 races in total. Just a really welcome boost for trainers, I'm sure, Brennan.
Oh, absolutely. It gives confidence that, you know, that you've got a major betting company behind the industry and that they show great consideration to their part, to the participants that put in the hours that, you know, get the animals in to those races and for people to punt on. And it's great to see that, you know, that it will no doubt be, you know, widely accepted in those first meetings back. And, you know, and I think we should be very thankful for Ladbrokes for their generous support.
Absolutely. I did notice looking at the fields for Launceston on Monday night, Brennan, a couple of the bigger stables, for lack of a better term. I'm not sure if that's the right terminology. It's probably kennels as far as greyhound racing goes, showing my lack of knowledge there. But Anthony Bullock and Ben England with no runners in on Monday night. Ben England, we had a story on the website yesterday. He might not be far away, but do you have any news on whether we can expect to see Anthony Bullock's team back in the state?
Not at this stage. I think Anthony will wait until racing. Look, it's a bit hard to judge where Anthony's mind is in regards to where he wants to put his team back over here. I know the stock he took across to Melbourne, they've just started to hit their traps. He's had a bit of success at the midweek meetings at the Meadows. And I think, look, I reckon he'll probably want to give a good look to see where the industry sits and then he'll work it out. But he's still got a team here that need to be raced as well. So I'd say he will come back. When is the question? But I think he should be back. Within a month's time, I definitely say he will definitely be back.
Yeah, I guess it's a wait-and-see approach for a few trainers as far as race schedules and programs and things like that go as well. We're almost out of time, Brennan, but I've just received a bit of news coming through. You mentioned earlier the TasBred Winter Cup. You proposed a name change there to the Shane Yates Memorial Cup, which has been approved, which is obviously another great piece of news and a great recognition for a man who had such a big impact on the racing industry down here.
Oh, Matt, Shane was a terrific bloke, you know, not only just as a race caller, a journalist, but an all-around, you know, just a true gentleman to deal with. He was great to me when I started out in racing here in Tasmania, and when I worked at the Launceston Greyhound Racing Club, he was very supportive. When I took up a bit of time doing some stories, he was very influential to me and what I'd done. And I think as what he'd done generally statewide to the contribution in all forms of sport, this will be widely accepted. And I think, you know, to have this race hopefully to be put in honour of Shane will be a great and a fitting tribute to a real great bloke of the sport.
Absolutely. Well said. Well, that's a great point to finish our first instalment of Taz Racing Kennel Talk on. I think, Brennan, look forward to chatting to you each week now. We'll have some race meetings to review next week and a few other things to discuss, which will be great. But really appreciate your time and look forward to chatting again next week.
Yeah, thanks, Matt, and looking forward to, you know, Monday night, 15th of June. It's going to be great at Launceston, that's for sure.